This recording, New York 31, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job to a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in a mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up a kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, which Sarah thought was a very odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated ether. Her efforts was not fertile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered the effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either five or six times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Ms. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for the cure. Never. I was supposed to go last summer, but there was a hurricane, so I wasn't allowed to go. No, my mother came from Haiti, and they moved from Haiti to Louisiana, and my dad is from Alabama. So my dad's parents grew up in Alabama. So when my dad came here when he was 17 to New York, so yeah. Certain things he says is like weird. Like he says like electricity. He doesn't say electricity. You know, garbage, you know. My dad was from the Bronx. Bronx, I think that's Gun Hill, yeah. And my mom was, when she came over here, she moved to Astoria. So, yeah. They have like certain values, like the double standard between men and women. Like, they always think that a guy has more freedom than a woman should have, you know? I don't know. I feel like that's only my family. You know? I have 5 brothers and 2 sisters. So, I don't know. I just want that freedom. Like, when I was younger, they could go to the park. I couldn't go to the park. I had to ride my bike up and down the block. And then even with that, I had to stop at a certain point. Like, I couldn't go all the way down the block. you know, so it was like, it sucked. I mean, because it's funny, because the table's turned now. My brother's in jail, and I'm free. So it just, I don't get it.